USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump telling the United Nations General Assembly the U.S. doesn't want war with any nation, but he does have a warning for Iran.
One of the greatest security threats facing peace-loving nations today is the repressive regime in Iran. The regime's record of death and destruction is well known to us all. Not only is Iran the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism, but Iran's leaders are fueling the tragic wars in both Syria and Yemen. At the same time, the regime is squandering the nation's wealth and future in a fanatical quest for nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them. We must never allow this to happen.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The head of CNN says there was never an imminent threat to employees of the news network after the arrest of a soldier accused of a bombing plot that was targeting it. CNN President Jeff Zucker sending an email to employees saying they were never in any danger and that the company's security team actively monitors situations like that one on a daily basis. Army soldier Jarrett William Smith, accused of discussing a bomb attack against a major U.S. news network, and reports are that CNN was the target. Back to President Trump. Earlier today, he said he put no pressure on Ukraine's new president in exchange for U.S. aid. Speaking with reporters at the U.N., he said the U.S. honored its commitment to send monetary aid to Ukraine.
I want other countries to put up money. I think it's unfair that we put up the money. Then people called me, they said, oh, let it go, and I let it go. But we paid the money. But very importantly, Germany, France, other countries should put up money.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A decision on the legality of Georgia's new abortion law now in the hands of a U.S. district judge. The president of Planned Parenthood Southeast, Stacey Fox, says they're expecting the law will never take effect.
Every time that these bans have been challenged in court, they have been enjoined, which means they have not gone into effect. So we expect that to be the outcome here.
The legislation passed by Georgia's state lawmakers this year would prohibit abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected or about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Police in Virginia Beach are to release details from their investigation into a mass shooting this evening. A city worker killed 12 people and injured 4 others in the Virginia Beach Municipal Center 4 months ago. Mayor Bobby Dyer says it's time to reveal some significant information, so the findings will be discussed at a city council meeting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time today. And today is National Voter Registration Day, a celebration of American democracy. The 7th annual event is designed to see that all eligible Americans are registered to cast their ballots on Election Day. According to organizers, every year millions of Americans can't vote because they miss a deadline or they didn't update their registration or they just weren't sure how to register. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.